Experts say if sea ice continues to melt at the rate it is today, a new shipping channel will open up through the Arctic Ocean by the year 2050. Alice Rogoff says that scientific prediction informs her vision of Alaska's future.
Holy moly, that means the Panama Canal runs along the western coast of Alaska.
Rogoff envisions a year-round deep-water Arctic port in Nome or Port Clarence, smaller seasonal ports in Barrow and Kotzebue, and increased search and rescue capabilities and other services for the shipping industry throughout the region.
If you were looking down from Mars in 2050, the western coast of Alaska would be all lit up. There would be some form of commercial activity all the way from Barrow to Dutch Harbor.
Obviously, she says there will be consequences, namely pollution and the loss of subsistence lifestyles. Some communities may disappear, others might see their populations grow. But Rogoff sees an opportunity for the state as a whole to broaden its economy.
Lo and behold, we would no longer be an oil dependency.
Rogoff thinks Alaska should take the lead in preparing for the future of the Arctic. For instance, she believes the state should designate Nome as the location for a deepwater port rather than wait for the federal government to make a decision. She does worry about local communities having a voice in the process, however, especially since the Alaska Coastal Management Program was dismantled in 2011. ACMP gave communities greater input into state and federal decisions regarding coastal development.
To me, in a democracy, it's hard to imagine that the state is going to make decisions for every one of these local communities. You all know that in the lower 48, there's not a town in any state that would let the state tell them what was going to happen in their town, right?
But she warns preparations for major changes in the Arctic need to happen relatively soon.
First of all, 2050 might be too far down the road. We might need this by 2030. We're talking 20 years. How long does it take to build a port? How long would it take to build a road and a rail line that would link that port complex in Nome to Fairbanks, to the road system, to make it all work as infrastructure for a new and vibrant economy?
Rogoff notes that China and Russia are already pouring billions of dollars into Arctic research and exploration, while the United States spends a fraction of that. But rather than take a negative view, she says the state and nation should be looking for ways to cooperate with other Arctic countries. 10 years ago, Rogoff says, virtually nobody was talking about changes in the region. Today, she says there's a new conference on the subject seemingly every week.
And if you're someone like the president of Iceland who's asked to speak at every one of them, you'd never get off an airplane.
On Monday, Rogoff will be in Washington, D.C. to announce the formation of a new nonprofit, Arctic Circle, with Icelandic President Ólafur Ragnar Grímsson, who she met through her work on Arctic issues. She serves on the nonprofit's advisory board, which also includes Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell and former North Slope Borough Mayor Edward Itta. Rogoff describes Arctic Circle as similar to the World Economic Forum, which brings international leaders in finance and politics to Davos, Switzerland every year to plot global business strategy. But she says it will be for Arctic states and issues.
The notion is we will do these gatherings at least once a year and in a different Arctic location every year, so that as a result of going to the gatherings, we will all become more familiar with one another's Arctic neighborhoods.
The first Arctic Circle conference is scheduled for October 12th through 14th in Reykjavik. Rogoff says she's talked to officials with the Institute of the North, founded by former Governor Wally Hickel, who planned to be in Iceland for the inaugural meeting. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.